Relief that it's over, but anxiety about what lies ahead. That's how one Palo Alto woman is feeling about her return home to the Bay Area after 2 weeks of CDC-imposed coronavirus quarantine. KCBS's Holly Kwan caught up with the woman as she was getting ready to leave March Air Base in Riverside County.
14 days is a long time to be without Wi-Fi or to see your kids or to cook your own food. Esther Tabeka isn't angry about her time in quarantine. She says it's part of history.
This was the first time in 50 years in the United States history, right? People being quarantined out of disease. So people are very nice, very accommodating, but at the same time, it was a chaos.
She was with her 15-year-old daughter in her hometown of Wuhan visiting her parents when the outbreak hit. Married to a Hasidic Jew, she keeps a kosher household, and it was a long evacuation flight.
We were hungry the whole time, except some of the fruit at Alaska. So we took some orange, some banana. We did that. We drank, and that's about it. We were hungry until my husband drove from Palo Alto all the way here.
To the air base to bring her dinner. They're driving back to the Bay Area, a trip she used to dislike, until she spent 2 weeks on lockdown.
It's kind of you just want the freedom. You don't want to be trapped in a small area anymore.
She has two younger children who have been without their parents the last 2 weeks as the family waited out the incubation period. She worries about people avoiding contact when she gets home.
So I want to tell people they shouldn't be scared of us. At least we come out from a quarantine means we're cleared. We're one of you.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.